There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The season-ending $8 million DP World Tour Championship. Dubai is becoming the richest prize in golf after the European Tour. Joining us now, Daniel van Otterdijk, the SVP Group Communications at DP World, the sponsors. Morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
And you too. Look, listen, congratulations, though, for helping keep Dubai at the forefront of the sporting world. It's not immediately around the corner. It's going to be played at the Jumeirah Golf States towards the end of the year. What are the details on your new big sponsorship?
Well, I think it's in part our drive to try and keep the golf tournament at the forefront of world sporting events. And I think it's apparent, of course, that people have many things they can choose from in today's world of entertainment and sport. So to keep the golf tournament relevant and to make sure we stay at the forefront, we wanted to make sure that it's edgy and attractive for the best players in the world to come and play.
Coming up on November the 21st to the 24th, Jumeirah Golf Estates. But explain simply, because, you know, Richard's a golfer, I'm not. Mm. Explain simply what you're sponsoring, please, because for a layman, there's so many elements to this. Mm. You read the story and things, words jump out at you. DP World Tour Championship, European Tour, Race to Dubai, the bonus pool, so many things. Talk us what the event is and what you're doing with it.
Sure. Well, the golf tournament has two purposes. So first of all, it's the denouement of a 47 event tour calendar. So there are 47 events and players collect points throughout the year. The top 50 players will qualify for this tournament. Therefore, the winner of that tournament obviously collects the first prize, but it also is the culmination of a year-end ranking event as well. So it is indeed possible that the top-ranked player who wins the tournament collects a prize of $5 million, which would be the top and richest prize in world golf.
And if we take a step back, it seems that the problem you're trying to solve is, for example, what we saw late last year when Justin Rose, one of the world's best players, didn't take part in the DP World Tour Championship. He has done many, many times before, but because he couldn't win the European Tour ranking, the Race to Dubai, even if he won your tournament. So he thought, well, I won't bother. It's the end of the season. I'll put my feet up. If the same situation happened next year, there's so much money on offer for the DP World Tour Championship, this one tournament, that the likes of Justin Rose, even if they're only fourth or fifth or sixth in the annual rankings, that could be the game changer. How accurate is that?
Well, I think there are many reasons why players come to a golf tournament. It isn't just about the money or the prestige. Obviously, the location, the time of year. Players do play, an awful lot of tournaments, these years. And there are 47 tournaments. Most players are up to 20, 30 tournaments a year. So fatigue plays a role, injuries, and a number of other factors that come into it. I don't quite know what Justin's reason was last year. And of course, that was disappointing. But nonetheless, we hope that the golf tournament's position now will be very attractive for players and that we can attract the best players on the European Tour and indeed from the PGA Tour as well.
It's interesting that you're not actually writing a bigger check. You're not spending any more money. Or overnight, you've got worldwide publicity. Suddenly, you've got the richest prize in golf and it hasn't cost you a dirham, which is a clever allocation of resources. Is there a potential downside to that some of the lower ranked players or the players who finish less will receive less in prize money and it might be less of an incentive for them to come?
Indeed, the field's been cut from 60 to 50. The idea being, of course, that we want to utilise the money that we do spend well and make it as attractive for players as possible to come. I think the field of 50 is the right size in terms of the attractiveness of the tournament and what people really want to see. And ultimately, it's the top 10, 20 players that people really come to watch at the end of the tournament. So we believe this will give it a new edge and a new dynamic, and I think it will attract the best players in the world.
Finally, in terms of return on investment for the millions of dollars a year that you do spend on this tournament, DP World, it's a logistics company, a ports operator. I mean, it's difficult enough to know how to calculate return on investment for a retail brand like a soft drinks company or whatever it may be, or an airline with something like this. But DP World is a business-to-business organization. How do you calculate the ROI from your spend here?
Well, first of all, there are many facets to calculating value, and it starts with our contribution to Dubai and what we do for the local economy here. There are obviously the customer-facing opportunities that we have to share some time with our customers in the pavilion, but also to ensure that we give something back to society here in the city, in the country, in the region. So we have a great focus on developing young players, in particular in golf, but also getting people more active and healthy, which is part of the UAE agenda, of course, as you know. But on top of that, it's a great way for us to reach out across the globe as well. So it's not just about this tournament. We also hold events around other tournaments on the calendar throughout Asia and Europe as well.
Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating, and many congratulations, Daniel van Otterdijk, the SVP Group Communications at DP World. It's lovely to talk, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.